Hey, welcome back. Now, I just watched that Beatles documentary, and, you know, they were making some great music on some great things. Like, they were doing a lot of pot and a lot of different substances, and you certainly have heard a lot of musicians making music on mushrooms. Psychedelic. But how about meeting Tarun Nayyar, who makes music out of mushrooms? That's right. This is literally mushroom music. This is plant music. Here's another example of music. This isn't mushrooms. This is music from a sword fern. All right, well, actually, that's a leaf. Let me bring on Tarun Nayyar, the musician who makes music out of plants and mushrooms. He's a DJ, he's a producer, and tours the world with his band, Delhi to Dublin. Hey, Tarun, great to have you on the program. Nobody understands what's going on here. People are like, what are you talking about? How are you literally making music out of plants?
Yeah, hi, Evan. Nice to be on the show with you here.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, right on. I mean, it is a little bit confusing, especially if you watch some of the videos up on Instagram and TikTok, and there's lots of cables and wires and stuff. But really what we're doing to get the cat out of the bag right at the beginning here is we're just taking the electrical resistance of living organisms, whether they're plants or mushrooms or even humans, and converting small changes in resistance into musical notes. So actually, the mushrooms are not making music. Otherwise, we'd be hearing it. But this is a technique that's been around for a while, a couple of decades, where we use resistance as almost a corollary for.
So what do you mean resistance? Like it's the bioelectric. So tell me what that means. Let's dive into that and how you get different notes and different sounds.
Yeah. So any living organism like you or I will have small changes in our bioelectric charge over time as water is moving through our body. Same for plants, same for mushrooms. And what we're doing is creating a circuit using the mushroom or a human body or a plant and changes. So basically the circuit is running through our bodies. So there's some very small voltages passing through our bodies, and small changes in that voltage over time correspond to, you know, like a sign that we're alive in some way. There's a change in conductivity in our body. So it's a way of taking the life force of a living being and listening to it musically, I guess that's.
And can you control the notes? Like, is there a scale? Is there a major and minor scale that you say, if I harness this bioelectric current here, I can get something that would relate to a C or an F sharp minor?
Yeah, definitely. So the in the videos that I post, I'm generally quantizing the notes to a scale. So I'm using the gear that I'm using is all analog equipment. So I'm sort of keeping everything in the language of electricity. It's possible to do this with computers and stuff as well, but I tend to favor the electric angle because I think in some way, you know, if only philosophically, it's more pure. And then the changes in notes and the rhythms are being derived out of these small bioelectric changes in the plant or animal. But how the sound sounds, so the timbre of the sound is what I'm doing with the synthesizer. I take a lot of creative license, you know, when I'm working with mushrooms, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, like we have to make this sort of, you know, the mushroom is pumping notes around and at a certain rhythm, but I'm using old analog synthesizers and modular synthesizers to kind of help the mushroom express, so to speak.
Amazing. Like, I know this has happened, by the way, I got to give credit to Vice magazine where my producer Samantha and I first read about you, and we always give a shout out to whoever, you know, it's not like we discovered you without Vice. Vice does some great work, and this was one of those cool Vice articles. So shout out to Vice for profiling you and letting us jump on and learn about this. When did you first start this, Tarun?
I've been a musician, you know, professional musician for the last 20 years or so. And as the pandemic kind of reared its ugly head a couple of years ago, I just became, you know, I started spending a lot more time at home in the studio and became really fascinated with all of this analog equipment that I'd collected over the years, but never really had a chance to dive into. And the pandemic offered that chance to really go deep. And I started, you know, becoming fascinated with modular synthesis, which is a way of getting a bit more granular with synthesizers, so kind of building your own synthesizer from modules. And that led to me eventually making my own simple analog synths from circuit boards. And I started thinking about, like, how can we, you know, I'm really into nature. I'm actually a biologist by training. How can we make this music, these sounds more contextual? How can we create systems where the environment is actually playing the music for us? Like, how can we tap into wind energy and tide energy and the natural resonance of the earth and plant bioelectricity? And what would that sound like? So it's kind of, you know, it's very influenced by the work of Brian Eno, I would say, and cybernetics and, you know, music concrete and all of these things that have been around for a long time. I'm not, like, I keep on saying, you know, when people interview me, I'm not doing anything new. I think if anything, I've just been able to capture the magic of this technology.
It's cool, right? And it's almost like the soul. I mean, there's a soul from sense that you're listening to the living thing. Soul. What if you tried to do this with something dead? Like, like dead leaves, dead wood, dead plants, dead body. Like does the bioelectricity just stop? There's nothing there and you won't get a sound?
Well, if there's no change in conductivity, then what you'll end up with is a solid tone. There will be no movement.
Right, I see.
A leaf, like in some of my videos, I'm using a leaf after it's been cut, but there's still a lot of bioelectric information, just like there is in a human body. Mm. There's still a lot of bioelectric information for a while after we pass. And at some point, the conductivity will not be changing anymore. You'll be sort of in a state of stasis. So yeah, this is kind of listening to, you know, like an analog of life energy, I would say.
Could you, like, if I played you, I mean, you know it, but if I made music with like a fern or a plant or a mushroom, can you tell the difference, or is it like whatever you know, like, can you identify electro notes from specific plants?
That might be possible. There are actually some people who are really interested in this stuff, who take it very scientifically. I made a decision early on that I wasn't, like, you know, I am a scientist, but I'm a musician. And so this is really an artistic practice for me. So sitting down and doing experiments where I'm like comparing this and, you know, there's controls and I'm like, that somebody else can do that stuff.
It seems that like this is so cool. I don't know how long you could listen to this music. I will say this. I've got to say it. It does sound like a lot of people might want to be on mushrooms or something else while listening to this, because that seems like it's tailor-made for a little something that's become very legal, another kind of plant.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's funny because Instagram has these new guidelines, I guess, new year, new guidelines, and they're like striking everyone's mushroom content because I guess there's so many people on Instagram that are trying to promote, you know, psychedelic stuff, and my stuff is getting wrapped into there, so I have to keep on filing, you know, lodging review requests and stuff for them.
Well,
but yeah, definitely. I'm a regular microdoser, and I think that's
well, there you go. You know, okay, we're running out of time. Yeah. I got to have you back. Tarun Nayar is a musician. He makes music with plants, a DJ, a producer, Delhi to Dublin. Thank you, man. That was fascinating. Appreciate it.